I'm Jimmy Stewart, and I'm going to tell you a story about Christopher Robin.
That's me.
And Piglet.
That's me.
And Edward Bear, known to his friends as Winnie the Pooh, or Pooh for short.
That's me.
And also about...
Oh, there is someone else?
Yes, Pooh, a heffalump. Yes, Piglet, a heffalump. All right, you ready? Listen. One day, Christopher Robin said rather carelessly as he finished a mouthful he was eating.
Piglet, I saw a heffalump today.
A heffalump? What was it doing?
Well, just lumping along.
That was all Christopher Robin said, but it gave Pooh an idea.
Piglet, I have decided something.
What have you decided, Pooh?
I have decided to catch a heffalump.
Winnie the Pooh knew that catching heffalumps wasn't easy, which was the reason why heffalumps hardly ever got caught.
Suppose you wanted to catch me. How would you do it?
I'd dig a very deep pit, put a jar of honey in the pit,
and I'd go in after it, and I'd get to the jar of honey. I'd lick around the edges, pretending there wasn't any more, you know, and then I'd walk away.
Never mind about that. Now let's think. What do heffalumps like? I say, Pooh, wake up!
Pooh had gone into a happy dream thinking about the honey.
Huh? Oh, yes. Heffalumps like honey, of course.
No, acorns!
If we're going to trap a heffalump, honey is more trappy than acorns.
All right, get some of your honey.
My honey?
Yes.
On further thought, acorns.
Honey, I'll dig the pit, you get the honey.
Oh, very well. I'll go home and get some honey.
As soon as Pooh got home, he took down a large jar of honey and looked at it.
It looks like honey. But you never can tell.
Pooh suddenly remembered his uncle once saying that he'd seen cheese just that color. So he put his tongue in and took a large lick.
Yes, it is. Honey, I should say, right down to the bottom. Unless, of course, somebody put cheese at the bottom just for a joke.
Well, Pooh decided to go a little further just in case heffalumps didn't like cheese, you know.
I was right. Honey all the way down.
And now that he was certain, Pooh took the jar of honey, or what was left of it, to Piglet. And they placed it at the bottom of the very deep pit Piglet had dug.
Tomorrow we'll see how many heffalumps we've caught. Good night, Piglet.
Good night.
And they went off to bed. Well, some hours later, Pooh woke up suddenly with a sinking feeling. He was hungry. He looked for his jar of honey and found nothing.
That's funny. I know I had a full jar of honey. That's very funny.
And then he suddenly remembered. Oh, yes. He'd put it in the trap to catch the heffalump.
Bother.
Pooh went back to bed, but he couldn't sleep. He tried counting heffalumps, but every heffalump he counted made straight for Pooh's honey.
Bother.
Pooh could bear it no longer. He jumped out of bed. He ran to the very deep pit and found the jar of honey and put his nose inside it.
Bother! A heffalump has been eating it. Oh, no. I did. I forgot.
So Pooh put his head all the way into the jar to lick the very bottom and then...
Bother! I can't get my head out of the jar.
Now, meanwhile... Piglet was at home in bed, and the thing that kept popping into his head was heffalump.
Yes, yes, heffalump. Is a heffalump fierce? Is it fond of pigs?
Now, Piglet had never seen a heffalump, so he decided it was time to go to the very deep pit and peep in. And there in the pit was a thing with a honey jar on his head. And when Piglet saw that, he ran to Christopher Robin.
Christopher Robin, help! Help! A heffalump! A horrible heffalump! A horrible heffalump!
Well, back at the pit, Pooh found a tree root, bumped his head against it, and crash! The honey jar smashed to pieces.
Why, it's Pooh!
Yes, it's Winnie the Pooh. Oh, Bear, how I do love you.
So do I.